علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam lays down the strategy behind him taking over this governance and this important role of leading the Muslim Ummah. And we discussed that one of those things that he's going to do is that he's going to allow the Muslim Ummah to come back to a state where everyone who deserves truly an opportunity to progress, to go ahead, he will definitely be given that opportunity. This is the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And then later on, he goes on to say, أَلَا وَإِنَّ الْخَطَايَا خَيْلٌ شُمُسٌ حُمِلَ عَلَيْهَا أَهْلُهَا وَخُلِعَتْ لُجُمُهَا فَتَقَحَّمَتْ بِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, look, the problem with the Muslim Ummah today is the fact that they have held on to some mistakes, some wrongdoings. And they don't want to leave those. They want to tightly hold on to them, and that is going to cause them destruction.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says, "Ala wa innal khataya khaylun shumusun." That, O people, that beware that certainly mistakes, wrongdoings are like horses, but that's not normal horses. These are wild horses which are made to carry their people. The people who climb those horses, who make those mistakes and want to stick to those mistakes. وَخُلِعَتْ لُجُمُهَا while the reins of the horses are removed. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving an example here. He's drawing a parable that if a community decides to continue with its mistakes, does not want to leave those mistakes, they know that mistakes are such that they carry that person, that community that wants to continue to live in the mistaken manner, in the wrongful manner, it carries them. But then this horse is wild, and at the same time, it doesn't have any reins. And because it doesn't have any reins, You cannot control it, and because it is wild, this horse, you can imagine, it can take you and throw you into a valley. This horse can take you and just bang you on some rocks. This horse can, you know, overturn and crush you. It can do whatever it wants because it is wild. You don't have any reins to control it. And that is the reality of mistakes. That is the reality of holding on to wrong policies. When you know that you have made a wrong policy in the society, a mistaken policy, then know that if you're continuing to bow down to that wrong policy, to that mistaken policy, then it's like going to take you and destroy you. Look at the world today, and you will see those governments that instated wrong policies. Look at them. Those wrong policies are destroying them. They are causing destruction. They are causing havoc. And those communities are getting destroyed. And you can see this happening in front of you. Because it's a wild horse that has no reins, that is going to take you wherever it wants. It could be drown you somewhere, can destroy you, can, you know, just do whatever it wants. That is the reality. Look at the beautiful example Imam Ali alayhi salam gives you here. It is truly a miracle, the way he spoke and what he said. This is a beautiful, beautiful example of how communities continue to hold on to their mistakes and what those mistakes can do to them, what those false and wrong and erroneous policies can do to those communities.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam here beautifully gives an example and says that those communities that continue to hold on to false and wrong policies, they are like climbing on horses. They are like made to sit on horses that are really, you know, they are wild and they cannot be controlled. And therefore they will destroy you. And that's why he says, فَتَقَحَّمَتْ بِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ. Such horses, these holding on to these mistakes, holding on to these false policies, you know, making policy after policy based on a wrong foundation, all of these that you do are pulling you down, because these horses, they are such that they are going to make you drown into the fire. They're going to make you drown in the fire of disunity, the fire of the corruption, the fire of disruption. And this is the reality. Look at, for example, the policies that are happening in the world today, whereby a few privileged people, whereby a few privileged people are given the opportunity to have capital, to grow in their businesses, to do what they want, while the few that probably have the potential but are not given the opportunity. Look at this. Look at the 99% and 1% that we see in America, for example. What has that policy led to? Holding on to that policy means that you are going to drown the economy. And right now, those people do not want to leave those false and wretched policies. And therefore, be sure that they are going to be taken down by those same policies. So in other words, those false policies, those wrongdoings, if you continue to get hold of them, if you do not change, if you do not make a transformation, if you do not accept that those who are wrong and do not take that responsibility to change, then it's going to take you down with it. And that is the warning that Imam Ali alayhi salam gives in the form of a beautiful example. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
مرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.